from over in back east?
From where I was raised up. And her name was Hill, and I've got relation in Texas. But
really?
Hills County, Hillsboro.
Wow.
You know where that is?
I know where Hills. I've heard of Hillsboro.
Yeah. Played there, that was my dad's own tune. He wrote that tune called Mag Brown. And the next tune I'm going to play you is for you is my dad passed away 2 years ago and he was 94. And he told me that he learned this tune from a man by the name of Sam Jacobs that came here from Germany. And he was 16 years old when he learned it. And this Mr. Jacobs, I understand, was in his 70s. So that makes this a pretty old tune. And I forgot the name of this tune, what they call it. Maybe I'll think of it later. But we'll go ahead and try to play this tune for you. It's really an old tune. Okay. Name of this tune's Hogs in the Cornfield. Okay, this next tune is an old Irish breakdown, and Sadie's in the Kitchen. Next tune I'm going to play will be the Coming Down from Denver, and I'm going to play the third part. The old timers that I knew always put a third part of an E, A, and a B in the third part, and I think it adds to the tune, and that's the way I learned it. So we'll try it. It's Coming Down from Denver. Thank you. probably one of the oldest tunes I know, and I forgot the name of it, and we'll just have to go ahead and play it, and you name it what you want to name it, okay? Play is an old tune they call Cripple Turkey, and they always discarded their fiddle, raised a D and a G to an A. So that's you get a little bit different sound, and this is the way I learned this tune, Cripple
How
Turkey.
How was that again, that tune?
The D is raised, and G strings are raised to an A position. So you get just a little bit different sound. Probably played this as a solo way back there, and it's called Cripple Turkey, with the strings discorded and tuning up to the A position. Thank you.
Retreat.
Bonaparte's Retreat. Family played music, and they all came to Missouri from Kentucky. And my grandfather went to northern Idaho and homesteaded up there, out on the Montana border in the valley. And my grandmother got homesick, and she wanted to come back to Missouri, and they come back to Missouri, and they had to race horses. And Dad rode the race horses and broke them, and he was a good fiddle player. He was known pretty well throughout that country. And I learned to play the fiddle from my dad. And I know during the Depression days, when there wasn't a dollar to be had, why I and Dad would walk as far as 20 miles to play for a square dance. And we played three nights a week. People would pay a quarter to come and dance all night. And I heard him so much that I was around it so much that I picked it up and learned after him. And I tried to learn all those old tunes, but I can play most all those old tunes, but I can't remember the names a lot of them. And of course, nowadays, I don't have occasion to play those tunes. Until I get around Bobby Black and Al Murphy and some of those younger boys, they like those old tunes. And we'll get into playing them, and I'll come up with quite a few of them. And I learned to play the fiddle after my dad, and the Muirs, and Casey Jones, and taught me a lot about a fiddle, and I just learned from others. Mm-hmm. Kenny Baker's my favorite fiddle player, and Kenny told me one time that that's the way he learned to play a fiddle. He learned from others. His father was a great fiddle player, wrote an awful lot of good tunes that Kenny plays. And it's just something that's handed down from one generation to the other is all it is.
How do you learn a new tune? How do you go about learning?
Well, first thing I do is find out what key it's played in. You know, tunes are supposed to be played in certain keys. Mm-hmm. You can't play all tunes in the same key. And I learn the major changes in it. And oftentimes I'll just take the fiddle and pick it out with my fingers to find out how it's really put together. Every good tune's got a key in it, you know.
And so you just have the memory locked in the back of your head?
That's right. I can't read music. I wish I could. But I can't. That's the way I learn them, mm-hmm. by record. When I was a kid growing up, I used to listen to the radio, and you hear your favorite tune about every 6 months if you're lucky. Mm-hmm. It was hard to learn then. I and Dick Baird is talking about that this weekend, about how hard it was to learn a tune. Old man Solomon in Texas has started the Texas type fiddling. Mr. Franklin down there, Benny Thomason. Nowadays the young boys are playing better fiddle music than anybody, and I think it's because that they can get an album of their favorite fiddler at the grocery store. I think that's a big help to them.
Sure. What do you think is going to happen to a lot of these old tunes that nobody's playing with?
Well, we lost an old-timer here about 3 months ago that took a lot of them tunes with him. They never had them taped or nothing. Nobody knows them. They're getting away.
Who's that?
An old man down here in Montgomery County by the name of Mr. Lee. And
so
a lot of those tunes that he knows, and a friend of mine was talking about that the other day, is he knew a lot of good tunes, and nobody ever knew them. So they've been a whole bunch of those good old tunes got away from us.
Once they're gone, huh?
They're gone, that's right.
That's true.
Yeah. When you play by ear, you know, you can't write it down. That's the sad part about it. Those tunes could just be wrote down, or the young fiddle players could pick them up. Mm-hmm. Probably a lot of those tunes, they'd expand on those tunes and make them better tunes than they are either. Mm-hmm. But, so many of our good fiddle tunes originated in Ireland and Scotland, up through there. They'll get away from you.
Sure.
That's why I don't, when I know these tunes, and I realize I can't play these tunes like the old timers played them. Exactly, you know. I just have the, but it's, I never stand back on recording them for anybody that wants to listen to them. We did this up at the university to go to the Library of Congress 3 or 4 years ago. And these young fiddle players we've got today are some of the best we've ever had in this country.
Are there any other tunes you can think of that you want to play some more on?
Oh, I can't think of any real old tunes right off.
Well, any tunes
they come to you, you know, as you play, and you get in the mood to play. that's the way it goes when you're, you know, when you're playing music, you, one tune brings on another tune. They go by families and insert the keys.
Well, listen, can I just bring
it
in?
Well, just now,
sir. Okay, we'll do a little Durang's hornpipe.
Thank you.
up there. What's the name of that tune?
Let's see, is that Santa Ana's Reel?
Sounds similar.
No, Woodchopper's.
Woodchopper's Reel, yeah. Yeah.
Santa Ana's Reel?
Mm-hmm. Santa Ana's Reel.
Thank you.
Is, was that different than a tune just called Wagner?
Yeah, same thing.
Same tune, okay.
They call it Tennessee Wagner. We always just called it the Wagner.
That's an old tune.
That's a nice tune. Let's